Yes, perhaps you had better come too, Weasley. Some of the students, swarming around them, were grumbling about the match being cancelled. Others looked worried. Harry and Ron followed Professor McGonagall back into the school and up the marble staircase. But they weren't taken to anybody's office this time. "This will be a bit of a shock," said Professor McGonagall in a surprisingly gentle voice as they approached the hospital wing. "There has been another attack. Another double attack." Harry's insides did a horrible somersault. Professor McGonagall pushed the door open, and he and Ron entered. Madame Pumphrey was bending over a fifth-year girl with long, curly hair. Harry recognized her as the Ravenclaw they'd accidentally asked for directions to the Slytherin common room, and on the bed next to her was... "Hermione!" Ron groaned. Hermione lay utterly still, her eyes open and glassy. "They were found near the library," said Professor McGonagall. "I don't suppose either of you can explain this. It was on the floor next to them." She was holding up a small, circular mirror. Harry and Ron shook their heads, both staring at Hermione. "I will escort you back to Gryffindor Tower," said Professor McGonagall heavily.